Lima, we want to learn from history on this station. And I made an asinine guarantee last week where I'm like, I'm never making a guarantee again. I had another thing that I had said back in 2017 that came back and bit me in the ass. Even though the Guardians were up, or the Indians were up 2-0 in that series, where I had said, bring on the Yankees. Yesterday, Peter Lynn and Nick were arguing, and Nick was like perfectly fine with saying, did he say bring on the Tigers?
Yes, he did.
He said bring on the Tigers.
Give me the Tigers.
He said, give me the Tigers. All right, this is Nick as today the wild card series starts. Tigers and Astros are getting ready to do battle. Here is Nick and Peter Lynn yesterday.
Give me the Tigers. Lord, give me the Tigers.
Whoa. You want to take on the Tigers?
Yeah, as opposed to the Astros? The team that's been there for seven straight ALCSs?
The team that's won 10 out of the last 11, hottest team in baseball for the previous 5 weeks, and you guarantee that then take on Schuylkill at least twice in that series, the best pitcher in baseball? Yeah, I'm a little scared of the Tigers.
But who's a better team, Astros or Tigers?
I think the Tigers right now are playing way better baseball.
I think the Astros are going to sweep their ass.
By the way, all the people that are like, oh, deadline moves, they mean nothing and all this nonsense. Have you seen how good Kikuchi is with Houston this year?
I don't like the way you're thinking here.
Why?
Because
I'm
the Tigers.
We better hope
they
cool it
off. They had a nice September.
Best team in baseball in the previous 5 weeks. They closed out the year winning 10 out of their last 11. Yeah,
and
they're hot.
And how much experience do they have in the playoffs? None. Even Schuylkill, who is great.
Haven't made it's been a decade since they've been in the postseason.
Outside of overpowering stuff, what's the number one thing that matters more than anything?
Wait, can I hit you with a really hot take that you're not going to like?
I'll never say no.
AJ Hinch, manager of the year.
216-474-0092. Stephen Vonhader.
He did not like that.
Stephen Vonhader, Jonathan Peterlin sit across from me.
Took him from 8 games under .500 into the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
For three good weeks?
Five.
So I think both make points. Am I supposed to... I know I'm supposed to have a hot take on a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to go shoot my mouth off about either team. The Astros are the Astros, and I'm basically afraid. Owen was there to see the Astros on Saturday.
Yeah.
I do not want to play the Astros whatsoever, but I don't think I'm interested in like saying bring on the Tigers. Like that is.
Yeah, well, we were 7-6 against the Tigers in a regular season. What, 1-4 against the Astros?
Yes, canceled the last game.
So they're hotter than a bastard, though.
Obviously, we know.
Well, the Tigers are hotter than a bastard.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
See, here's the thing about
Everyone's
Tigers.
Everyone's hotter than a bastard.
Like, that's we true. Know the Tigers really well. They also know us. Do you think that factors in? Because I think what Jonathan said about having this off with this year's Cy Young Award winner, potentially twice, well, definitely twice in a series, that does make me very nervous with our lineup. I told you that I was more concerned about our lineup in the playoffs than I was going to be about our pitching.
Forced to make a decision. Yeah, I'm more worried about our lineup, which I didn't think we would actually have to say. I'm more worried about our lineup. However, I am not interested in bringing on the Astros. If I have to make a choice, which I don't want to make a choice.
Yeah, they've got the household names, Astros.
Yeah, if I have to make a choice, I have to say the Tigers. They're less experienced. The Astros are this pall that hangs over the rest of the American League.
Yeah.
And as soon as you thought that they were left for dead, I don't think anybody actually outside of Houston thought they were left for dead. Like, I follow Landry and a lot of people, and they're like, this team sucks. And here they are again, and I'm not interested in playing the Astros whatsoever.
Well, can I just take a minute and go over a little revisionist on the weekend? Because we knew before the Astros came to town this last weekend and what was the dry run for me for a playoff series, that they had switched their pitching rotation up. They had went with a bullpen game. They had decided they were going to do an opener on Sunday with an opener and then Gavin Williams to try to see how he looked coming out of the pen and things like that. But there was an opportunity after the Yankees lost on Friday to the Pirates to go in, win Saturday, and then avoid this whole who do you want, Tigers or Astros thing. And it could have been who do you want, Orioles or Royals, and I would have said it doesn't matter either one because now the Astros or Tigers are playing the Yankees. But they didn't do that over the weekend. They conceded to the second pick or the second spot in the playoffs, and now they're not in a great spot having to deal with
this. A vote mistake, you're saying?
Yes. I think it's a huge vote mistake.
I don't disagree with what you're saying right there. I don't at all.
Much in the way we debate things when it comes to the Browns about decisions. Was that a vote decision or was that an organizational?
Well, I'm sure somebody from above him probably said, hey, let's think about what we're doing here, getting the rotation and getting the arms ready for the play. But we had a week off either way. We had six days off.
That needs to be Stephen Vogt's decision. He's the one in the clubhouse every day. I don't know if Antonetti and Chernoff are in the clubhouse every day. Maybe they are. He's the one who's got to be on the road trips with him. He's the one who knows his team. That's got to be a Stephen Vogt decision. On Saturday and going for the gusto, if he has full faith and confidence in his team to take on all comers, that's fine. But, yeah, I agree with Owen. I'd rather have it be Orioles. You got to play somebody. So they're going to put somebody in front of you that you have to beat. I'd rather play Orioles or Royals than play two of the hottest teams in baseball.
Well, and that's unfortunately the way that this new system is. It's like we're fortunate that we got the time off and we get to, you know, configure our rotation and our bullpen is going to be rested. Although some will say the bullpen guys say we like to work.
Right.
Like that we don't like this time off. The hard part is that whoever comes in will just have left their last game celebrating, feeling good. Most likely their lineup will be in a rhythm when our guys are just sitting here doing simulated games. And so this is the one hard part about this whole process. You want the bye. We all understand that.
But they had the bye, so why not try the easier road, right?
And that's the other part of it,
too. I totally agree. If somebody came down from the front office and said that, I have a real problem with that. I mean, you get a week off anyway. I know the guys could get hurt, but, I mean, just look at the matchups. I'd much rather play either Baltimore or Kansas City than Houston. There's just a terrible history there, all the way from the goofball standing on top of the dugout with the phone out, taking pictures of things. Or you got the Tigers where I don't want to be part of their mystical journey back to the ALCS. They've been great. I mean, they were basically left for dead to begin the season in last year, and it thought like I did. I didn't think they were going to make the postseason, so I'd said back in July, like, hey, that's a team that they got some talent there. You kind of got to see what they're going to have here over the next couple of years, and then they make the postseason. I don't want to be a part of that run.